and now the letters received during this past week at the Evening News. We've selected just four this week, but they cover a varied range of topics.
PJ Holden of Seething has experienced strange behaviour from those insects we really don't want in quantity in our homes. He writes, "A few weekends ago, I had a congregation of wild bees in the apex of my house. They then proceeded to gain entry into my upstairs bedroom and bathroom. I was wondering if someone could possibly explain to me why, after a few minutes, they started to die. The windows were already open, so they could easily escape, but to no avail. All around my house, I have several acres of oilseed rape, which have recently been sprayed by the farmer. Is this a coincidence?"
The name David Perry will not mean a great deal to most people, but he performs as the puppet man on Gentleman's Walk in the City, and he has seemingly got a listing on Apple Maps. Reader Debbie Fitches of Cantley is not impressed, and her views are echoed by many more of our readers. She writes, "I have just seen the Newsbite article regarding the puppet man. I cannot believe that you can find him on Apple Maps. Whatever next? Who on earth would want to go out of their way to see this so-called performer outside Primark on Haymarket? What a blot on the area. Norwich City Council really need to do something about it. I'm sure I'm not alone in thinking this, but the do-gooders will fight his cause and say he's a poor old pensioner and leave him alone. There are some great young talented buskers about. Give them a chance and tell him to hop it and go back to Great Yarmouth."
Regular correspondent Marcus Moore of Sproston found a recent initiative at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital very worthwhile. He writes, "With reference to the scheme where patients can dine with their family at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, mealtimes at the hospital are now more enjoyable as patients are able to dine in the main restaurant with their families instead of on the ward. For those patients that are more able to do so or well enough, they can purchase vouchers which they can take to the restaurant and exchange for a meal. This is to encourage patients to eat meals with their friends and family, as they would do at home, and to dine in a different atmosphere and choose from a different menu, also to eat at the time that best suits the patient. This will encourage patients to keep up their nutritional and fluid intake. I hope that feedback has proved the scheme quite popular since it was introduced. As a regular inpatient at the hospital, patients like myself would benefit from this, as it can be quite boring stuck on the ward from a long period of time."
Aylsham reader Mike Hosepipe has a somewhat traditional approach to the problems that have hit the headlines recently. He writes, "If the recent cyber attack on the NHS and other public bodies tell us anything, it is that if we unlock our doors and put up signs saying, 'Please rob me while I'm out shopping,' then we deserve all we get. Why could no one among our rulers have devised a system whereby the NHS is decoupled from the internet, that is not hackable from outside the NHS? Then, if some outsiders wanted information about our NHS, they could invest in a stamp and write us a letter."
More letters next week. In a short while, we will have our first feature from the pen of Derek James. But now we have more stories from in and around the city.